You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. This time of year, gardens and farmers markets are overflowing with fresh veggies like cucumbers, zucchini, radishes, and more. There's such a bounty of these foods that it can be hard to know what to do with them all.
For this week's edition of Food Friday, we're focusing on pickling. Our guest says cucumbers aren't the only things you can pickle. Not even vegetables. She even has a recipe for pickled strawberries.
And we're taking your calls on this. What's your favorite food to pickle? What advice do you have to make it easier? And any questions about how pickling is done? You could call now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Christina Ward is with us now. She's the Master Food Preserver for Milwaukee County and a writer for Edible Milwaukee and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Christina, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's start with definitions. When we think of a pickle, I might think of a cucumber. It's in a salty, vinegary thing. You say there's a much wider definition. What all can we pickle?
It's there's a lot of you can pickle. What you can do is fruits, vegetables. You can even pickle eggs. The great Wisconsin bar tradition of pickled eggs. And if you've walked into a bar in Milwaukee, you may even see pickled pig hocks. So really, it's only limited to your imagination.
And you liken the search for the crispiest, perfect pickle to the search for the Holy Grail. How long have pickles been around?
Pickles, one of the oldest food preservation techniques, aside from salting, jerky making, which comes first. So pickling is essentially an alchemical reaction. So there's art and there's science. So what's happening is we're changing the acidity of food, primarily with vinegars, and by raising the acidity, it makes it impervious to germs and to pathogens. And so as soon as people figured out, without understanding the actual science, that sour foods lasted longer, they started making their food sour.
And how many different regional variations of pickled foods are there?
Every society that, in my research, has a variation on pickled foods. Now, there's also a variation on pickled foods that essentially is a lacto-fermentation. And if we think about sauerkraut, sour pickles, so lactic acid essentially forms the same types of souring in a pickle. So even when you get into the Arctic regions and you think about lutefisk, it's essentially a fermented pickle.
Before we go any further, can we get a little definition here of exactly what pickling is?
Absolutely. Pickling is very much the process. Here in Wisconsin, we tend to use a shorthand and refer to pickles as pickled cucumbers. But pickling is the process where a pickling solution, again, primarily of highly acidic, is used to suspend a fruit or a vegetable. And then the pickling process is where the liquid that's in the fruit or vegetable is exchanged with that pickling solution.
We're talking to Christina Ward. She's the Master Food Preserver for Milwaukee County, a seasonal Food Friday conversation about pickling. Now, Christina, when I think of pickling, a lot of times I'll think of, you know, you've got the hot pot and you're processing the jars. It takes a while. It heats up the kitchen. In a recent piece, you wrote about quick pickling. What are the secrets to making quick pickles?
Essentially, the pickling process can happen whether it is hot water processed or in the refrigerator or freezer. And so what we're doing when we're putting something in a jar and then putting it in a hot water bath canner is essentially we're taking an additional food preservation step and pushing out all the oxygen, creating this anaerobic environment to make it safer for shelf stability, long-term storage. When we do the pickling process without the hot water bath, we're putting it in the refrigerator, we have a shorter amount of lifespan for the food, but it still stays for about 3 to 4 weeks.
I made some pickled carrot and daikon last summer, and it was the first time I'd ever done that, but I wasn't sure how long I could keep it, not like a preserve or the actual canning process, which it seems like you can keep for a very long time. How long can you keep things that you quick pickle?
Quick pickles will vary in their life in the fridge, but a good rule of thumb is about 3 to 4 weeks in the refrigerator. Of course, that varies a little bit depending on how cold you keep your fridge.
Let's get into some recipes here. And this one I wouldn't have left to mind for me with pickling. Pickled strawberries. How do we make those? What kind of things are mixed in for flavor?
some of the fun part is when you're hot water bath processing pickles for long-term storage, some of the criticality of those measurements of the types of vinegar, the salts, the sugars are really important. That's the science part. When you're doing refrigerator pickles, you have a little bit more freedom. So you can take something lovely like a champagne vinegar, make your pickling solution with that, or red wine vinegar, and then essentially add a little extra flavor with some herbs, with some other spices. In this particular recipe, we used a little black pepper. And essentially cut your strawberries, hull them, meaning take the green top off, and then submerge them in your jar with your pickling solution. Strawberries have a lot of actual moisture in them, so that exchange happens quite fast. So it's something, if you made pickled strawberries in the morning, you could serve them for dinner that evening.
And Christina, I got to ask, I don't think I've ever eaten a pickled strawberry. What do they taste like? Do they still have that strawberry flavor?
They sure do. And that's one of the an idea to kind of correct a little bit in our own thinking about what pickles are, because we're so used to pickled cucumbers. Just as you can have a savory pickle, you can make a sweet pickle. And pickled strawberries are made with a sugar and vinegar pickling solution versus a salt and vinegar pickling solution. So a pickled strawberry, or my favorite, pickled pineapple, comes as a really sweet and sour taste along with that fruit taste.
So to go with pickled fruit like that, what would you serve it with?
Well, I'm in Milwaukee, so one of my favorites is you go to Leon's Custard and you get vanilla custard and you put your pickled fruit on top. So that works well with any type of local custard. But again, the healthier part is, especially now as the greens are coming in from everybody's gardens and farmers markets, throwing a couple pickled strawberries on top of a green salad is just a wonderful way to add some quick flavor. They also work really well if you're doing a cheese and sausage tray as a little addition to give a little umami, a little sourness, helps with the transfer of the flavors when you're doing with the fats and the sausage in the sausages and the cheeses.
And let's talk about the basic standby, cucumbers, pickled cucumbers, the pickle, as you mentioned, we often call it. Assuming we don't want to go through the whole rigmarole of processing, what's a good tip for a quick cucumber pickle?
A lot of times what people are looking for with a pickled cucumber is to have that freshest, crunchiest taste. The equivalency would be in the grocery store if you're buying like a Clausen brand. And quick pickles is the way to get that. And so one of the things to do is to make sure you're using the freshest cucumber available. You'll hear so many wives' tales about tricks you can add, you can do, about things, you know, that, you know, do it under the full moon even. I've seen old recipes. But really the secret is using the freshest cucumbers possible, the freshest dill possible, and just working with speed and purpose, and you will get really good, crisp dill pickles, or refrigerator dill pickles, or bread and butter pickles.
We're talking about pickling with Milwaukee County's master food preserver, Christina Ward.
And we're taking your calls on this. What is your pickling secret? What are your favorite spices to work with? And what is your favorite food to pickle? If you've got any questions, we've got an expert ready to answer them. You can call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
While you're there, check out a great pickling recipe. I think it's bread and butter cucumber pickles. We'll pick up the discussion and get your calls in just a few moments after a look at the news with Kristen Durst. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrat.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're continuing our conversation now about pickling with Milwaukee County's master food preserver, Christina Ward.
And we're taking your calls, too. Do you have questions about pickling? Do you make pickles at home? What is your favorite? Do you do them quick, you know, in the fridge, or do you set up the whole processing station, get them hot, and save them for a couple of years? What is your favorite recipe? What's your favorite thing to pickle, and how do you serve them? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. And Christina, I wonder if you can help me out. This is the time of year where I have, and I'm not alone here, I have a lot of zucchini lying around. Is there a pickle use for zucchini, or do they just kind of fall apart in the jar?
Actually, zucchini work really, really well. Especially the bread and butter pickle recipe that you referenced earlier, you can easily substitute zucchini for that. The other favorite to do is a hot dog relish, and you can do that quickly in the fridge. That's a pickle. You're just chopping up your zucchini and putting it right in the jar with all the other good ingredients, and you've got hot dog relish for the rest of the picnics for the summer.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, one thing is the sort of equipment we might need to get this done. You mentioned something called a pickling crock. What is that, and do we absolutely have to have one?
A pickling crock is a very primitive type of kitchen tool, and traditionally made of a stoneware, a ceramic. They get handed down through generations, though you can definitely buy them new. And what the stoneware does is insulate the food in the crock. And so if you have one, great. If you don't, one of my favorite things to use when we do it, teach pickling in class, is we use a food safe 5-gallon bucket. So a good old food-safe plastic bucket will work just the same way as a crock does.
Now, is that if you're doing a giant batch of them, or could you just do it in your little mason jar?
The buckets work really well for big batches. You can buy a smaller bucket for smaller batches. If you're just going to do a very small batch, you can do it in a mason jar. I would recommend at least a quart or a 2-quart, what they refer to usually as the half-gallon jars.
Well, let's go to our callers. We've got Samantha on the line in Madison now. Samantha, hi.
Hi there. So I have a question. I just read online that you can create your vinegar solution and create a much larger batch than what you're about to pickle at a time. And then, so I just did this last night, actually. I processed the extra solution so that it's canned and on the shelf. As my vegetables come in, I already have a quart of the vinegar solution ready to go. I just heat it up and pour it over the vegetables. Does that sound doable? I've never done it before.
It sounds doable, but let me make a note of caution. Refer back to the University of Wisconsin Extension Office for all processing times. When you're hot water processing something, that's actually a scientific calculation. What you're processing, the size of the jar, the headspace, and how long you should process it for. It's not just a made-up number. So my question to you would be, how long did you process that for?
Samantha?
15 minutes.
15 minutes.
15 minutes in what size jar?
Quart.
You're good to go.
Yay.
So, but that's a note of caution for everyone. Take a look. There's free recipes and resources at the University of Wisconsin Extension that gives safe and tested recipes. So you can work ahead and you can know exactly what you need to do in the ratios and never have to worry about whether, you know, you're going to accidentally poison yourself or your family.
Samantha, thanks a lot, and good luck with that. And we're going to move on to Chuck joining us in La Crosse. Hi, Chuck.
Hi. I make hop shoot pickles.
Sorry, what was it?
Hop shoot pickles.
Hop shoot pickles. Have you heard about those, Christina?
I have. I'm coming to your house for Bloody Marys. They're great in a Bloody Mary. And that's, I recommend it to folks when you're thinking about making pickles, is if you can imagine it in a Bloody Mary, then you can pickle it.
Anything tricky about that, Chuck, or did it turn out just as you imagined?
No, it's been very popular. I usually use a little bit of dill, which is hard to get in the spring, a little bit of garlic, and then coriander seed. But it's sort of a different time of year. You think about making pickles about this time of the year, and instead you're making pickles in April and May.
That's fantastic. What a great idea to try those in a Bloody Mary. We're talking to Christina Ward, Master Food Preserver for Milwaukee County, getting great advice for pickling all the produce that's coming up now. Maybe some things we wouldn't have thought of pickling. You can join in at 800-642-1234 or on the Central Time Facebook page. Christina, before we get back to the callers, you mentioned some safety issues. Assuming we've followed those guidelines and done it right, how long can we eat the pickles that we've processed and the pickles that we've just done in the fridge?
Fridge pickles last about 3 to 4 weeks, depending on how cold you keep your fridge. The official scientific recommendation from the University of Wisconsin for processed pickles is 1 year. So everybody make a note on top of your jar when you made your pickles so you know when you need to eat them by.
Huh, good to know. All right, let's go back to our callers now. Matt is joining us in Madison. Hi, Matt.
Hi there. I just had a comment on the most delicious pickled food item that I've ever tasted. My partner is Indian American, and his mother recently brought us back a jar of very, very spicy pickled unripe mangoes from a trip to India.
Wow.
And they're just incredibly, incredibly delicious, but also very spicy.
So they're spicy. What else is in there besides the unripe mango? Do you have any idea, Matt?
I think there's a lot of different kind of Indian spices that you'd eat in like a typical curry. So karam is one of them. Some garam masala, a lot of those kind of rich, spicy Indian flavors. But I'm not sure what the process was or what else goes into this kind of a secret family recipe, I think. Uh-huh. But they're just amazing.
Fantastic. That's a great one, Matt. And thank you, Christina. So unripe mangoes, does that spark anything that sounds like what you've tried?
I love exploring Indian pickling. And that's part of the fun of doing the research with the writing part of what I do, is exploring all the different food cultures. And the great thing about Wisconsin is we have so many of those food cultures coming to us through our immigrant populations. And so I always recommend to folks, if you're going to the farmer's market, if you're going to a so-called ethnic grocery store, ask questions. If you see a jar of something on the shelf that looks a little exotic or strange to you, ask about it. You might find something like pickled mangoes that becomes your new favorite thing ever.
Thanks a lot for the call, Matt. We'll go next to Elizabeth with us in West Salem. Elizabeth, hi.
Hello. Good afternoon.
What did you want to tell us about, Elizabeth?
Well, I wanted to tell you about my daughter's refrigerator pickles, and they are my absolute favorite. I used to be having dill pickles as my favorite, but since she made these, I just will not go for any others. And I stand and eat them out of the pickle container in the refrigerator before I ever stir them up. But it's a real simple recipe. 2 cups of sugar, 1 cup of vinegar. Bring to a boil, stirring, and then let it go back down. And then when it's settled down, add a tablespoon of celery seed. Mm. And a teaspoon of salt, and mix that all well together. Pour over your cucumbers and leave them in the refrigerator for 2 weeks. And oh my goodness,
that sounds
absolutely luscious.
Sounds great, Elizabeth. So it can be that easy. And Christina, it sounds like we could do a lot of experimenting with our spices, and it's not going to take a whole lot of extra effort to try that.
Absolutely. And I'm listening to Elizabeth's recipe, and I can see she's got a sweet tooth. So that pickling solution is very much in the line of like a bread, what we call a bread and butter pickle. And so it'll have a really sweet taste to it, sweet sour. But she made an important point when she was reciting her recipe about leaving it in the refrigerator for 2 weeks. And this goes back to what we were talking about, what pickling is, and that exchange of the moisture that's in the fruit or vegetable with the actual pickling solution. So if you ate those cucumbers with the pickling solution the day after, it would just taste like, you know, vinegary cucumbers. And so you need to wait for a prescribed amount of time for the actual pickling to occur. And so when we're also talking about storage time, so that's kind of the shorthand with canners, with food preservationists. So keep it 3 to 4 weeks in the refrigerator, and that's after about the 2 weeks that it's taken to get pickled.
Comment here from Grant on email. He says, I made many jars of refrigerator garlic dills using cukes from the farmer's market that were picked a day or two before I pickled them. 10 days later, they are very young and a bit bitter. I've used this recipe many times, but never tasted them as early. Any thoughts on that?
And Grant confirms exactly what we were just talking about the pickling time is critical. So at 10 days, they're still a little too bitter. But if he waits another week, they'll probably be perfect. And know that there's always a bit of ish when it comes to that pickling time, because every cucumber you pickle will be different than the one you pickled the previous year.
Now, Christina, you pickle a lot of different vegetables and fruits, we learned. Is there a time of year you get extra excited for that your favorite thing to come up?
I have to tell you that I get excited about making everything, but at home, my husband is very excited because we're coming into cucumber season, and I have to make his grandmother's Polish-style refrigerator dill pickles. He salivates just thinking about it. He asked me this morning if the cucumbers were ready yet.
Oh, wow. So quickly, what is in those?
Again, it's a very great basic Milwaukee pickle recipe. So it's a combination of the vinegar, water, salt, then all the great pickling spice, which is in Milwaukee, the tradition is a combination of coriander, of clove, of bay leaf, lots of garlic, and lots of fresh dill.
Well, that sounds fantastic. I've never been this excited about pickles
Me
before.
Too. I know. I want to get going with the fridge pickles. Christina, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for everyone's questions.
That was Christina Ward. She's the master food preserver for Milwaukee County. She writes for Edible Milwaukee and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. With us to talk about pickling on this Food Friday, you can see her article on pickling for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel over at the Central Time Facebook page, along with a recipe for bread and butter pickle slices. Where are you pickling next, Veronica?
I don't know. I'm just taking baby steps into this, but I think I'm going to have to start with some basic bread and butter pickles.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to go. I did radishes earlier this year, fridge pickles. Tasted
super yummy
great.
On sandwiches, I bet.
Oh, they were. Yeah. Tasted great. Smelled terrible. Just overpowered the whole kitchen. I need some better containers
some
or something.
Up on the radishes.